Save the Children Zambia urges children to speak out on online abuse ahead of ICDB. 40-year-old man arrested for publishing a document of deceptive electronic communication. And Guinea releases 16 Sierra Leonean soldiers arrested earlier this week. Good evening. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chilopa. Save the Children Zambia has called on children across the country to boldly express themselves on issues affecting their lives, including the growing concern of online abuse. Zambia Tomorrow joins the rest of the world in commemorating the International Children's Day of Broadcasting, ICDB, under the theme, Safeguarding Children in Media and Beyond. Speaking on Community Forum program on Radio Christian Voice today, organization's Children Protection Technical Specialist Katongo Mwansa urged young people to use media platforms responsibly to amplify their voices. Mr. Mwansa said the media remains a powerful tool that can help expose issues affecting children and contribute to their protection. Media is a powerful tool that can expose some of the issues that affect children, and they should take advantage of that, said Mr. Mwansa. He said when children engage with the media, they are protected as media can expose many risks. Mr. Mwansa has emphasized the need for children to speak out about challenges such as online exploitation, cyberbullying, abuse, and other forms of violence that are increasingly occurring in digital spaces. Mr. Mwansa noted that as children's access to the internet and social media continues to grow, so too does their vulnerability to online harm.
I think it would be important for children to air out on various issues that affect their well-being. I think this is an opportunity for them to participate, so I would want them to talk about things that affect them, including their exposure to abuse in the digital space, but also for them to talk about other opportunities that comes with the media or the internet, to ensure that they appeal to relevant duty bearers, to ensure that they increase these opportunities for them to access internet, but also to ensure that they look out for or advocate.
The Medicines Research and Access Platform, MedRap, has warned that government's decision to reject part of a United States donor funding package risks negatively affecting the country's health sector. This follows the recent announcement that Zambia has pushed back on a portion of a global health aid deal valued at over $1 billion from the United States, citing misalignment with the country's national interests. Speaking in an interview with RSM News in Lusaka, MedRap Executive Director Lioka Lioka expressed concern that without proper planning, the decision could create a significant funding gap, particularly in HIV treatment programs. Mr. Lioka noted that approximately $42 million allocated towards HIV treatment could be affected, potentially triggering a crisis if the shortfall is not addressed in the 2026 national budget. If government did not plan for this, the health sector will face a funding gap of about $42 million in HIV treatment, said Mr. Lioka. He further warned that the move could disrupt government's plans to begin local manufacturing of antiretroviral medicines, as available resources may instead be redirected towards sustaining essential health services. Mr. Lioka has since called on government to revisit the 2026 national budget to cushion the health sector against possible shocks arising from the funding gap.
These issues, when put together, will require that the Zambian government does prepare and also revisit the national budget for health for 2026 in order to cushion the shocks that may come as a result of this funding gap, you know, as we have stated. However, going into the future, like we've stated already, that health has now become a matter of national security, and we urge that government takes a significant step in moving towards the attainment of the Abuja Declaration.
A 40-year-old man identified as Richard Mlenga of Lusaka's Luangwa compound area has been charged and arrested for making a document without authority contrary to Section 356 of Chapter 87 and 19(1)(a) of the Cyber Crimes Act No. 4 of 2025 of the Laws of Zambia. Police Deputy Public Relations Officer Chipo Kaitisha says the suspect was apprehended following a joint operation conducted by the Zambia Police Service and other law enforcement agencies. Ms. Kaitisha said that it is alleged that on February 26, 2026, Ms. Amlenga, creator and administrator of the Facebook page known as Zambia for All 2026, falsely published a fabricated letter purporting to announce the resignation of President Hakainde Hichilema. She stated that the publication is alleged to have been false and misleading to members of the public, both within and outside the country. The suspect remains in police custody and is expected to appear in court soon, disclosed Ms. Kaitisha in a statement issued to RSV News in Lusaka today. The Zambia Police Service has reiterated its commitment to combating the spread of misinformation and has urged the public to verify information through official government communication channels.
It is alleged that on February 26, 2026, Richard Kaunda Mulenga, in his capacity as the creator and administrator of the Facebook page known as Zambia for All 2026, falsely published a fabricated letter purporting to announce the resignation of the Republican President and Commander-in-Chief of the Defense Force, Mr. Hakainde Hichilema. The publication is alleged to have been false and misleading to members of the public both within and outside the country. The suspect remains in police custody and is expected to appear in court soon.
The Lusaka City Council LCC says works to rehabilitate the ablution block at Kawata Market has embarked as part of its efforts to improve sanitation standards for traders and the public. The project is titled Rehabilitation of Ablution Block at Kawata Market and being undertaken in partnership with Pilot Construction. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says the project is being done at a total cost of 421,705 kwacha and is expected to be completed within 6 weeks. Ms. Mwamba said the rehabilitation works include upgrades to both the interior and exterior sections of the facility, covering floors and walls. The local authority is working closely with the contractor to ensure that all works comply with the Bill of Quantities, BOQ, and meet the required standards, said Ms. Mwamba, in a statement issued to RSV News in Lusaka today. Ms. Mwamba stressed that this initiative is part of the council's broader efforts to enhance sanitation facilities and markets across the city. She disclosed that similar rehabilitation works have already commenced at Soweto and Boseko markets. Ms. Mwamba added that additional ablution blocks managed by the council have also been earmarked for upgrades.
The project titled Rehabilitation of Ablution Block at Kawata Market and being undertaken in partnership with Pilot Construction is expected to be completed within 6 weeks at a total cost of 421,705 kwacha. The rehabilitation works include upgrades to both the interior and exterior sections of the facility, covering floors and walls.
In African news, in a move aimed at de-escalating tensions, Sierra Leone said Guinea on Friday had released 16 of its soldiers and police officers arrested on Tuesday. Freetown said the men had been constructing a border post and another facility at the frontier town of Kaliere when members of Guinea's armed forces arrived and captured them. Guinea, for its part, said that several dozen armed Sierra Leonean soldiers had entered its territory without authorization, prompting its security forces to apprehend them. Coming up shortly, U.S. and Israel launch attack on Iran as explosions are heard in Tehran. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Med Crescent Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. Israel launched a daylight attack Saturday on Iran's capital as witnesses reported smoke rising near the offices of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, 86, who hasn't been seen publicly in days. The U.S. has assembled a vast fleet of fighter jets and warships in the region to try to pressure Iran into a deal over its nuclear program. Iran had hoped to avert a war, but maintains it has the right to enrich uranium and does not want to discuss other issues like its long-range missile program or support for armed groups like Hamas and Hezbollah. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines. Save the Children Zambia has called on children across the country to boldly express themselves on issues affecting their lives including the growing concern of online abuse.